much a part of the Irish community and the Irish music and going to my dad's dances, you know. And so Mary Black was just someone, she was just a female Irish singer that I just loved listening to. I loved her music, and I loved that connection to my heritage as well.
That's where we started our conversation, because I had initially wanted to do an Irish music show of 2 hours of female Irish music. And so hopefully you'll come into the station and play live, and we can work on a playlist, because I think that you probably have a lot to add to that playlist.
That would be great.
Yeah,
I'd love
it would
that.
Be really, really nice.
Yeah. And with Lori McKenna, you had brought her up. I absolutely love Lori McKenna. I think she's one of the most talented songwriters. And she isn't someone that I knew about when I was younger. I recently learned about her and her music and started really getting into it and listening. I went to see her at the Sinclair last summer with my mom, and she's just someone that I really look up to. I mean, she's a mom with 5 kids. She lives in Stoughton.
Oh, boy.
And she's been writing music for years. She's had, you know, a deal in Nashville with various companies. She's recorded her own music, but had a lot of different artists, well-known artists, including, you know, Little Big Town and Faith Hill. You know, they've recorded her song. Tim McGraw just recorded Humble and Kind. So she's just someone who I consider to be this down-to-earth person who writes so beautifully. Her music is poetic. It's just gorgeous. And she connects with all of those emotions that people feel on a day-to-day basis just going through life. And that's the kind of songwriter that I want to be, you know. So in a lot of ways, she's like my songwriting hero, you know. She's just so talented. So I've been listening to her songs a lot lately, and I really enjoyed her show in Cambridge last summer with my mom. And there's just a great gift and blessing and honor to write songs, in my opinion. And I think, you know, from listening to Lori McKenna, you can hear the appreciation she has as well for being able to songwrite, you know, and just share your thoughts and your feelings and your emotions and your life experiences through the lyrics and the music. And I feel so lucky myself to be able to write songs, you know. And it's one of those things where if people don't listen, it's okay. It's just, it's the whole process of writing it and being able to share it. It's such a gift and an honor. And when people actually enjoy it and they connect with it and they come up and say, "Oh, I love your song. It reminded me of this experience that I went through." I mean, that's just the best feeling in the world, you know?
I imagine.
So as a songwriter, I really connect with I think she's fantastic, so talented.
Well, Lori McKenna is somebody that I was not familiar with at all, and I'm curious to hear more of her music. And I love that you came out to the Sinclair to hear her. I'm a big proponent of going out and listening to live music, and in hearing you talk about whether people are listening or not, I think that's a surefire way of knowing that your audience is out there, because you can look out there and see them. And I know you perform, so can you tell us where we can hear you and when you're playing? Do you play solo? Do you play only with your husband or with the band? Or how are you performing these days?
I perform with my husband as a duo, and that is probably more of a mix of music that we play in terms of all the different genres. And I play more of my original music when I perform with my husband. Sometimes we have these other two fantastic musicians, Bob Dunlap and Kathy Taylor. They play regularly with Sean. So when I do any kind of gig with a band, they're it, and they're just so talented. So we play, Sean and I, a lot on the Cape, I would say. Most of the gigs are down here.
And where on the Cape, can you tell us? Because I think it was Friday nights at a particular place, right?
Yes. We are playing at a place called Etsy's Etsy's wine bar, and actually just pulling up the dates here. I just had them in front of me, but we're playing there once a month in the summer. There's a June date and a...
Oh, you know what? I have them in front of me here. So July 1st, okay. July 22nd, and August... Okay, so July 1st and July 22nd it's at Etsy's? Okay, Etsy's. And then
wine
August
bar
6th in Truro, at Truro Vineyards. And then it looks like you have a couple of shows with the Noel Henry Band as well. June 11th, yes. Which is tomorrow. Do you know you're playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
At the Irish Social Club.
And that's with the Noel Henry Band, so that will be mainly
wonderful.
Irish, but we do play a mix of country, rock as well, you know, for the crowd. And it's a big dancing crowd. They love to dance.
Oh, nice. Dancing is, I love to dance. I'm not very good at it. I love dancing. and then it looks like you have a couple of shows July 14th and 15th at Cape Cod Irish Village, which is in South Yarmouth, and then
yes.
August 5th at the Viking Club in Quincy. So you,
yes.
You're busy.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm busy and very lucky to be busy. It's a lot of fun. And I love doing the stuff with, you know, Sean and I. And then I love playing with Noel Henry Band as well. I mean, not just because they're amazing musicians.
Yes.
And we're playing to a crowd that has, you know, literally seen me grow up. I mean, they saw me running around as a kid at the dances with my dad playing. But it's also a huge honor to be in the band and carrying on my father's legacy too, you know, which is something that all the band members are committed to doing. And it's just such a family atmosphere in the band and in that community that follows the band. They just love the music, they love the dancing, and they're beautiful dancers. And these are all, you know, different people. They're from Ireland or they're Irish American, and their dads or their fathers or grandmothers are from Ireland, you know, so they all have this love for Irish music and dancing, and it's just it's a blast.
Yes,
so
well,
much fun.
I love that the band is the Noel Henry Band. Your father is a very special person, just an incredible human being, and then on top of that all, a talented musician and a wonderful father, and created this music. It's just, you wonder how one person can have so much.
I know. He was incredible.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for calling in. I think what I'll do is play another song of Mary Black and then one last song of yours. So I'm going to take us off the air, but don't hang up quite yet. And let's see if I can work the technology to make all of this happen.
Great. Wonderful.
Thank you again, Caroline.
Thank you, Kirsten.
It's all now. The guns are flawed. The nightmare flashed on a great road as the guilty rain came down. No child to hold through anxious fears. No gentle hand catch the tears that soak this ancient ground. The smile that breaks so gently belies a troubled head, like the voice that holds the secrets of a life you might have led. Eyes with pale indifference in danger and in grace, but the glance that down. through the cold night air of London, where your hands are bound in blood. Midwinter deepened as the parting turned inside. A thousand times you cried, but the shadow never died. Guns aflow, the nightmare flashed on the great road as the guilty rain came down. No child told through anxious fears, no
imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, He throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Well, this is Kirsten sitting in for Something About the Women, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And once you hear that pet adoption ad, you probably know that it's me, because I do pet fostering and pet adoption, and really believe that dogs make the world a better place. Speaking of a better place, Caroline Brennan also makes the world a better place. And that last song was Love is Love, and what a beautiful song, and what a positive outlook. And it was really enjoyable talking with her. As I had mentioned during our interview, we had started this conversation. Initially, I thought I would do 2 hours of Irish music, and that was a couple months ago, and we were trying to figure out a date, and I wasn't quite sure how to work all the equipment and one thing and another. So here we are a few months later doing our phone interview, but it would be wonderful to have her come out in the station and play live and help me with the playlist and introduce all of us to women in Irish music. Mary Black is one of those musicians that she has introduced us to. And so before Caroline's song was The Shadow, and that is, maybe that was the disc song for Ireland. I hope I have that correct. I played it off of our Rivendell, so I think that's what it was. So The Shadow song for Ireland. And that was our mini Irish set. Then, going into local heroes, I will start with Amy Black. She has a new CD out, Memphis, and she is going to be playing in July at the Regatta Bar. So this is her latest CD, and I am very excited because I pre-ordered it, so I got to get it super early and have been listening to it, and I really am enjoying her music greatly. So I will start with Mary Black and then go into some other women who are going to be performing in the next month or so, and see if we can all get out there and support them in their endeavors.
There's a dark cloud. There's a very dark cloud. I'll be your
So that set has to do with some people who are playing locally. Started out with Amy Black. This is her latest CD called Memphis. And the song off of that CD was The Blackest Cloud. She will be playing July 21st at the Regatta Bar. Following that was Abby Barrett, her song Night Driving from the album Dying Day. And Abby is going to be playing a couple places. On June 24th, she can be found at Atwoods. And in August 19th at Thunder Road. Following that was Amelia Spicer, and I feel like she's playing somewhere locally, and for some reason I did not take very good notes. So while I'm playing my next song, I'll look that up and see where she's going to be. That was off of her album Wow and Flutter from Free Range Records with the song Lightning. And before we leave our local people, I will play the Wolf Sisters, You and Me, and they can be found June 14th, which is just a couple days away, at Aeronaut Brewery. Wow, that is going to be fun. I think I'll probably be there. So the Wolf Sisters, You and Me, and then we will take a step away from local music and play some Alison Krauss, some 10,000 Maniacs, whatever else I can, some Sarah Bareilles, whatever else I can kind of get my hands on. And then we will end. There was somebody I was going to end with. Who was I going to end with? The Secret Sisters with their new CD. So I'll end with the Secret Sisters before Brian Young comes into the station. So with that, let's go to some Alison Krauss. Or rather, the Wolf Sisters. Sorry about that. The Wolf Sisters, then Alison Krauss.
Stars. Figures. When information's in its place, I minimize the guessing game. Guess what? I don't like guessing games or when I feel things before I know the feelings. How am I supposed to operate if I'm just tossed around by fate? Like on an unexpected date with a stranger who might talk too fast or ask me questions about myself before I've decided that. He can ask me questions about myself. He might sit too close or call the waiter by his first name or eat Oreos, but eat the cookie before the cream. But what scares me the most, what scares me the most is what if when he sees me, what if he doesn't like it? What if he runs the other way? I can't hide from it. Inside my shell-shaped mind, this way I get the best view. So when he sees me, I want him to. I'm not defensive, I'm simply being cautious. I can't risk reckless dating due to my miscalculating why. Certain suitor stands in line, I've seen in movies, most made for television. You cannot be too careful when it comes to sharing your life. I could end up a miserable wife. But he could be criminal, some sort of psychopath who escaped from an institution somewhere where they don't have girls. He could have masterminded some way to find me. He could be colorblind. How untrustworthy is that? He could be less than kind. or even worse, he could be very nice, have lovely eyes, and make me laugh, come out of hiding. What do I do with that? Oh God. What if when he sees me, I like him and he knows it? What if he opens? Someone who, when he sees me, wants to a girl 17. wonder that I'm in this world at all. It's a wonder that I'm in this world at all. And I have a life to claim, though I really don't know my name. It's a wonder that I'm in this world at all. Ain't one soul in the whole world knows my name. There ain't one soul in the whole world knows my name. But it's written up in the sky, see it by and by. Ain't one soul in the whole world knows my name. Well, I had a good mother and dad just the same. Well, I had a good mother and dad just the same. And they took me to their breast, and they surely stood the test. Yes, I had a good mother and dad the same. There ain't one soul in the whole world knows my name. Ain't one soul in the whole world knows my name. Just another baby born to a girl lost and lorn. Ain't one soul in the whole world knows my name. There's a lonesome thought in my mind. Now and then there's a lonesome thought in my mind. And on the crowded street I see a stranger's face that looks like me. Now and then there's a lonesome thought in my mind. But there ain't one soul in the whole world knows my name. Ain't one soul in the whole world knows my name. But I'll see it by and by, 'cause it's written up in the sky. Ain't one soul in the whole world knows my name.
Thank you.
Well, that was my last set. I will still end with the Secret Sisters, but Crash Course for the Ravers. They are in the station and ready to go. So let me say, let me just go through that list briefly. Alison Krauss, Borderline, Lonely Runs Both Ways, Sarah Bareilles, When He Sees Me. That was for both Katie of Jackals and for Jane. It's from What's Inside, Songs from Waitress. It's the hot new musical, I guess. And Jane loves a musical, and Katie loves Sarah Bareilles. Then 10,000 Maniacs, Lily Dale from The Wishing Chair, and Gillian Welch from No One Knows My Name, Soul Journey, Gal Holiday, and The Honky Tonk Review. I haven't played her in a while, and that is one of my favorite songs, Teach Me How to Two-Step, From Last to Leave. And that last song was Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies, Wonderful You Are, from Release Your Shrouds. There's a song that I truly, truly love on that CD, Leaves and Pods, but I can't play that every time I play this CD, so I thought I'd expand a little bit. Thank you for everybody who came in and called in for our interviews today. We had Jackals, we had Katie and Jack here, and we played some of their music from their most recent CD, but they also played live, which was really a treat. And I know at one point I had said, boy, do you think you could play something that's not recorded? And they kindly did. That was Pebble. So again, that's why we go out and listen to live music, so that we can hear music that isn't necessarily recorded, and also see the synergy of the musicians who are there on the stage and support them so they know who is listening to them. And that was a point that was brought up by Caroline Brennan, who kindly called in, and she is firmly in the genre of Irish music, but then she also plays with her husband Sean Brennan, and they play frequently in the Cape, but she also plays with the Noel Henry Band, which is an Irish band. So with that, I will end with the Secret Sisters' You Don't Own Me, the title track off of their CD You Don't Own Me. I am not sure that I queued that up properly. Well, we'll see what happens. Hopefully I've got the right CD going for the right song.
Claim on me, taking my heart.